This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 15 people have died after several houses in two Mumbai suburbs collapsed due to landslides, local officials said on Sunday. Rescuers were seen using hands to dig up the ground to retrieve bodies. Local television showed authorities said more could be trapped under the debris. Four of those injured were taken to a nearby hospital. Local television news channel showed rescuers carrying the injured on makeshift stretchers. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe climbed over 180 on Sunday after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit area of Western Germany's Rhineland state at more than 110 and said they feared the number will still rise. In a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, Germany's most populous, 45 people were confirmed dead, including four firefighters. Belgium has confirmed 27 casualties. The Biden administration is now lashing out at Iran, accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Araghchi had said that the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response to State Department spokesman Ned Price of the U.S.